According to the town charter, the Hainesboro Police Department is only allowed to serve within the boundaries of the town site. In the past, areas outside of the town site have been policed by the Alaska State Troopers. But in 2017, the agency withdrew its sole blue shirt officer from the Chilkat Valley, leaving residents outside of the town site without any regular police service. Since then, Haines police have been responding to calls from outside of the town site, even though it is a violation of the town charter. During the municipal election in October, residents living out Mud Bay Road, Lutak Road, and the Haines Highway rejected a proposal to create on-call police service areas outside of the town limits by increasing property taxes. After certifying the results of the municipal election at a meeting Tuesday, the Borough Assembly had a decision to make. Would the borough continue to violate town charter by authorizing police responses to calls outside of town, or would the police be ordered to stop responding to those calls? Assemblymember William Prisciandero said he believed the no vote was not necessarily a rejection of local police responses outside the town.
I think a lot of the vote was the funding mechanism for this. Not that people didn't want the response out there in an emergency. And I've had complaints from first responders or concerns that there's certain instances that they feel like they need the police there, and they won't volunteer to go out there if the police presence isn't there.
Ordering the Hainesboro Police Department to stop responding to calls outside the town site does not prevent them from assisting other agencies if requested. Haines residents could still contact the Alaska State Troopers, who could relay the call to the Haines dispatch. Assemblymember Sean Mady said he didn't think this would work in practice.
We're asking them to do something that is just not going to work. If there is an actual emergency, we're going to have them call somebody who will not respond or transfer the call. And in an emergency, seconds count.
Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel noted that correspondence with the Alaska State Troopers has made it clear they do not recognize the Hainesboro as their jurisdiction. Regardless of the question of jurisdiction, Assemblymember Heather Lendy said the results of the election made it clear and the town charter must be upheld.
And the charter of the Hainesboro was really clear. And we provided people outside the town site with an option for force, basically subscribing to protection from the town site police department through property tax, and they voted no.
Assemblymember Stephanie Scott agreed that the police cannot continue to violate the town charter, and if residents disagree with the rules limiting police service to the town site, then the charter can be amended. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt said the borough has gotten by without a state trooper in the past and reminded the assembly that the borough was still receiving assistance from an Alaska wildlife trooper. Assemblymember Brenda Josephson said that providing urban-level police service across the borough is unrealistic.
This borough cannot afford town site-level police service borough-wide. It is cost prohibitive. We're a massive, massive borough. And if people throughout the United States, countries, the world, people who want urban level of services live in urban areas. You don't move to a rural area if you expect urban level of services.
During the public comments period of the assembly meeting, several residents expressed disappointment about the decision to stop providing service to Mud Bay, Lutak, and the highway corridor. Haines resident Krista Kilsmeyer said that it is just a matter of time before this issue comes up again.
My thoughts on the police issue would be, it seems inevitable that you'll be changing your decision. And my question would be, what will it take for you to change your decision? Who will have to be hurt? Who will have to die before you change your mind?
The order to stop providing service outside the town site unless assistance is requested by the state troopers was approved by the assembly in a 4-2 vote, with assembly members Sean Mady and William Prisciandero opposed. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.